This article that I wrote is on friendship health. Recently, I had a good friend get angry with me and then run to someone else to vent those feelings. I'm sure she went away from the venting feeling better, but our relationship was weakened. Her failure to share what belonged to both of us left an empty hole in our friendship space. It was probably fear that I would be upset by her upset that caused my friend to go elsewhere with her feelings. However, her attempt not to hurt my feelings defined that we could no longer be honest about feelings. I'm sure she had no intention of shrinking our friendship. However, since a friendship exists in a shared space, the actions of one affects the other. Therefore, by taking away honesty around her feelings, she unintentionally redefined our relationship. This does not mean we no longer have one. Of course we do. It is just smaller because honesty has been redefined to a smaller space. The other qualities that we share are still in place. Recently, we did a project together and our play and humor were very much present, but I no longer felt I could share as freely as I had before for fear of setting off her feeling that would then cause her to separate her feeling from my feeling that would leave a vacant space in our relationship. And I have to admit, it felt a bit cramped with honesty missing. For a relationship to stay healthy, each person needs to be loyal to the qualities they have on some level agreed to share. But to maintain a space for those qualities, they will oftentimes be required to work through differences. And while that may seem uncomfortable emotionally, it is worth the effort because sharing the qualities that make up who they are is what's going to increase the size of their relationship. If you have several different qualities you like to share, you may want to distribute them among different friends because one person may not be the good depository for all of who you are. For example, you may agree to share adventure and creativity with one person, while with someone else, you may share passion and honesty. But whatever is agreed upon, either verbally or silently, that agreement must be honored. So when upset feelings come up between you and a friend, go to your friendship partner and share until integrity around that particular quality has been reestablished. Furthermore, by strengthening the quality shared in a friendship, you strengthen those qualities in yourself. Thus, it is important to maintain friendship health. Do you have any questions, Terry?
Yes. On your Patreon channel, the first recording that you offer to folks at no charge to get to know about your teachings is your teaching on fully clearing emotions. So anybody listening to this can listen to that. Mm-hmm. And I think if you listen to that and then re-listen to this article, it'll make a lot more sense. It seems like people would shy away from bringing anger to a friendship. And that's what you're saying. You're saying that actually that makes the friendship bigger.
Yes, because we think that anger or fear or guilt or any negative emotion is hurtful. And if we see that it's just a space that hasn't been cleared, and we bring that belief in its hurtfulness into the relationship, then we're going to empower the fact that negative emotions are going to hurt us till eventually, and everybody has negative emotions, so that means that big parts of your expression can't come through. And if you can't express a negative emotion, then the quality that it's behind that emotion doesn't get to come into the relationship. So you're just kind of putting a wall there that says, this part of me stays out so that we'll feel safe on this side.